Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
The spectacle was such as no court in the world can rival. The brilliance of the uniforms, superb toilettes, magnificent furnishings. In short, the whole panoply of pomp and power.
The 20th of July. After 5 days at sea, the French president, Raymond Poincaré, arrives on his state visit to Russia. His hosts put on a lavish welcome banquet. The French ambassador, Maurice Paléologue, writes,
I shall long remember the dazzling display of jewels on the women's shoulders. It was simply a fantastic shower of diamonds, pearls, rubies, sapphires, emeralds, topaz, beryls, a blaze of fire and flame. In this fairy milieu, Poincaré's black coat was a drab touch.
The situation in Serbia is an increasing worry for the Allies, but they also have problems at home. A general strike is spreading in St. Petersburg. Mounted police are now charging protesters. Meanwhile, the French are distracted by a sensational trial in Paris.
Her face is dead white, just as her gown is dead black, and there are large, dark circles round her lustrous eyes. Eyes that used to flash through the proudest salons of Paris, but that are now misty. The clerk of the court began to read the terrible indictment.
Madame Caillot, the wife of the former prime minister, is on trial for the murder of the editor of Le Figaro. He'd been leading a campaign against her husband, and the last straw was the threat that Figaro would publish the scandalous love letters Monsieur Caillot had written her while she was married to someone else.
This Figaro campaign was implacable. Every day, I could hardly sleep. I was tortured with fear. I feared my husband would be murdered.
Her cell, it is said, is next to the one from which Marie Antoinette went to the scaffold. Madame Caillot's opening speech lasts 4 hours, till at last she comes to what happened.
I fired the first shot only to create a scandal. I saw Monsieur Calmette draw away, stooping. I did not think that I had hit him. I fired low with the left hand, but the shots seemed to go off without my interference. A revolver like that is terrible, Monsieur le Président. It goes off by itself.
The trial is dominating newspapers across the continent. But it's a small article in a German newspaper that attracts attention in Europe's foreign offices. It floats the idea that a war between Austria-Hungary and Serbia need not bring intervention from the other great powers. To those in the know, it's obvious that someone in the German government has placed it, hoping to give Austria-Hungary a free hand to deal with Serbia. In Vienna and Berlin, the stock markets fall sharply.
Explore World War One on the BBC through our in-depth, interactive online content. Curated by experts and reporters including Ian McMillan, Kate Adie and Frank Gardner, each guide blends documentary, discussion and short films to take you through some of the key issues, from life in the trenches to poetry, propaganda and the role of women. To discover compelling new perspectives on the war that changed everything, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.